Coach Shanahan, you've won another opening day game for the Washington Redskins. This one different on the road. Tell us how it unfolded.
Well, to be honest with you, we had 46 guys were playing their hearts out. You know, this is an excellent football team. They're going to win a lot of football games. One of the best offenses in the history of pro football, and you could see why. You know, with all the skill and quarterback like Drew Brees, so cool coming collectively. Drew Brees' defense is so well. And we did a good job, I thought, collectively controlling the tempo of the game. You know, we had to run the football. You couldn't get in a throwing match against them. They kept them fighting back and showed the type of character they had. But at the end of the day, our guys stepped up, made some plays. We're really proud of them.
Haven't you had the ball over 10 minutes over them at one time, a couple of times in the game? You were on the field. Brees is sitting on the sideline. That's what you have to do.
Yeah, that's the only way you beat him. And we went for it a couple of times at fourth down, knowing that you don't give him the ball that many times. Because if you can't, you know, control the tempo of the game, he's going to make some plays. And you know, it was kind of amazing some of the plays he didn't, especially late in the game.
We got to see your offense that we hadn't been able to see in preseason. Love the wrinkles in it. I love the poise that your quarterback showed. He was outstanding.
Yeah, it really put some pressure on the defense when they're not really sure if he's going to run it. You've got an option. You've got a drop back pass. You've got a play action. And you have the ability to do some of those things. It really puts the defense back on its heels, and I think that's what he was able to do today. I thought, especially for his first game in this environment, you know, coming in here, it was so loud you could hear the snap count. And, you know, they worked extremely hard. Our players worked extremely hard in the bubble, you know, with that crowd noise where you couldn't hear anything. And so we put him in that environment. Luckily, we had that bubble to do that, and they handled it well.
Your running back, kind of overshadowed by Robert Griffin III, but two touchdowns for Morris. The running game worked today as well.
No, Alfred has done an unbelievable job. In fact, didn't have any really great runs today, but he was solid. These are the type of games that you tell if you got a running back where they, you know, they go in there, they're tired, but they keep on pushing. They make a tough one, but they have to make them. And he's a young guy with a lot of talent, a lot of big upside.
Not putting it on the ground, too.
No, that's the key. That's the key. You know, we're talking about turnovers. You can't turn the football over and win. And the last couple of years, that's all we did was turn the football over. And if you do that, you can't beat any football team. You have good football teams.
Coach, I know they're all the same. All these games are equal in the standings. But this game, breaking their unbeaten streak at home, they didn't lose a game here. How does that make you feel after this week one victory?
Well, what it does, it tells our football team what we're capable of doing. It really didn't surprise me. I had really great feel going into this game that we play extremely well. But you got to go out there and do it, you know, especially with a lot of young players and a lot of guys that worked extremely hard believing themselves, but to do it on the road, especially looking at some of the stats from a year ago, you feel very proud of your players.
Congratulations. I'm sure it feels good.
Thanks, sir. Thanks, sir.
Hey, Robert, how do you feel? You won your pro debut. It was exciting, and the Redskins got a W on the road.
Yeah, it was really exciting. You know, complete team win, I think. You know, offense came out extremely hot. Kind of slowed down a little bit in the second half, but that's when the defense stepped up big for us and, you know, forced some turnovers. So it was a complete team win, and everybody went out and executed our plan, and we got the W.
Looks like great preparation for this opening game.
Yeah,
I've been thinking about this from the beginning of training camp.
Yeah, you know, you think about it the whole time, but at the same time, you're not really scheming the Saints the whole preseason. And I think everybody did a good job of focusing every preseason game one at a time, and, you know, take that opponent, even if it is a preseason game, and so that we could come in and know how coach is going to call plays against the Saints and what we're going to try to do. So I think it was great experience, and had fun.
I like the new offense that we hadn't seen it before.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely got some wrinkles in it, but, you know, teams will look at it and try to formulate a plan to shut it down. And, you know, that's what everyone does to everyone's offense, and we'll just evolve it, adapt it, and continue to make sure we go out and make plays.
The touchdown pass to Garcon kind of set the tempo. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, it was a great play by Pierre, first of all, to ask a receiver to go across the middle and then hit him late across the middle. It's not always a completion, so he did a good job of just attacking the ball and then finishing. You know, it's hard to explain, but everything worked out for the best on that play.
Everybody assesses your play. You assess your play.
Yeah, I mean, I was comfortable out there.
Looked like it.
That was the biggest thing. Coach, you know, they took the reins off and just said, just go be you. And they trusted me with the offense, the entirety of it, whether it was the new offense that we were putting in or old plays that they had been in for a long time. And, you know, I felt really comfortable out there just playing football.
You really set them up at the beginning of the game. First six passes behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, it's, you know, you got to take the yards that are there. People don't realize that, you know, A lot of times the NFL, everyone wants big chunks of yardage, and yeah, that's definitely great for momentum, but the more you can move the ball, the longer you can stay on the field, it helps your mentality, and it helps your defense get rest.
Congratulations. I know this feels special to you to do it in New Orleans.
Congratulations. Definitely. Home sweet home.
Tell us how this feels, Arnold Robinson. Redskins went on the road in New Orleans. You have a big part in it. How does it feel right now for you?
Oh, it feels good to get the first win of the season. You know, first game, get all the jitters out, you know, come out here and play good, put some good stuff on film.
Were you pleased to get the many opportunities and reps that you got?
Oh, yeah, I was definitely pleased. I hate to see P go down like that, right. but you got to be ready to step up in this league.
Well, that offense of yours cranked up some yardage. What can you say about your quarterback in his pro debut?
I mean, we worked hard all week, preparation, you know what I'm saying? So we was ready for it, and he executed the game plan just like Coach wanted him to. And he did some good things tonight.
Congratulations, Oliver. Good job.
Great job.
You guys seem to have the right game plan. You guys made it interesting at the end, but you take home the W in New Orleans. How does it feel?
It feels great, man. I feel like all this hard work we put in, you know, it wasn't for any reason, you know, no reason, I mean. And proud of us, you know. We just kept grinding. You know, Coach has told you know, they're going to get yards, that powerful offense, but we just got to keep rolling. We rolled with the punches, and we got the win.
You had some couple of knockdowns today, didn't you? I mean, you had, I think, two in a row at one time.
I mean, Drew Brees, short guy, and, I mean, he's a talented quarterback, but, you know, sometimes he tends to line drive the ball. So we've been working on that since the beginning of camp, and just every time, you know, the ball comes out, trying to time up and get your hands up, get some blocks, and I was fortunate to get a couple too.
What's it feel like playing with a lead? Because they had one lead in the game, but you never, the offense did a good job for you guys. 40 points, you got to be happy with that.
Man, I mean, this is just the way they played. Man, we can't ask any more of our offense, and they dominated. They dominated that run, pass, and, you know, we got to tighten up on some things. But, you know, I think we're going to be fine.
Put this win in perspective. Coach gave us the opinion that shows this team how good it can be this year after last season coming here. They didn't lose a game here last year. Put that in perspective for us.
I mean, we're proud and, you know, happy about the win. But, you know, it's a long season. We got to do what we got to do every week, week in and week out. And just get it done. Take it play by play, game by game. Don't try to get full of ourselves.
Well, you're the Hofstra winner today.
Now,
of course, Marcus Paulson from Hofstra. But you got bragging rights now, big man. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Great job.
Ryan Kerrigan, you guys did a great job in stopping the New Orleans Saints. You got this week one victory. First of all, how does it feel?
Feels awesome. I mean, you know, going throughout the preseason, you kind of get a glimpse of how you're going to be there in the season, but you never know until you play a full game. And to come down here and in an environment like this and get a win is huge.
This offense that you went against, very dangerous offense. He's a great quarterback.
Oh, yeah, he certainly is. I mean, that's what gives us a lot of confidence throughout the rest of the season is if we can hold an offense like this to 25 points, you know, we can do some special things on defense.
You got one sack. You touched him a couple times, too. Was it ever frustrating that you couldn't get more sacks because he escaped from you guys a few times?
Yeah, especially the one time I thought I had him wrapped up and he just kind of flung the ball out of his hand. I was
left-handed.
pretty mad about that. But, you know, we got some decent pressure on him. We'd like to get some more sacks next week. But, you know, I thought we played pretty well.
What's it feel like to get 40 points from your offense?
That was awesome. They played outstanding. I mean, Garcon, you know, Aldrick really stepped up, and obviously Robert and Alfred and the offensive line, they did outstanding.
Finally, at the end, they made it interesting. Was your heart pounding a little bit at the end? Because you made it interesting for us as well.
A little bit. I mean, that was, you know, we never got too comfortable on the sidelines, and, you know, we came out with the win, though, and that's all that matters.